forth. And I should be sleeping, but of course I'm not. I really, really would like to go to, but it seems like every other, my eyes are tired, body's tired, I'm ready to go to sleep, I keep yawning, but my brain won't turn off, as usual. My brain always thinks it's like middle of the afternoon and gets really late at night. But if I had someone to snuggle up against, maybe I'd be asleep by now. But I figured since I couldn't sleep, I'd just make a recording and ramble to you guys for a while, and maybe someone will be amused. Because I like listening to other people's sleepy rambles. It's usually something that is kind of surprising or funny or something just interesting. But the problem is when I try to do the little cute sleepy rambles. I have nothing to talk about. Of course, we're bored. I had like 1,000 things running through my head. And then as soon as I hit the button, then it's just like, what? One of the things I think about when it's really late and I can't sleep, I wonder if whoever I'm gonna wind up with, maybe if they can't sleep too, or maybe they are asleep, or up and watching TV, or picking their nose, or whatever, I don't know. It's kind of weird to think about, because you might not know them yet, but they're probably out there somewhere doing stuff, and living life, and eventually you'll know them, hopefully. Which is another thing that I think about. Like, what if that person that you're supposed to be with, like the person that's just perfect for you, what if you were supposed to meet them and you didn't? Like, what if I was supposed to go to the store today and get something, and instead I was like, I'll go tomorrow, but my person was at the store today. So I think if I'm supposed to be with that person, I'm supposed to meet, maybe I'll meet them another time, or will I? Is it a one-shot kind of thing? Like, how does that work? And some people think that, like, you're one person. It might not necessarily be one person. It might be more than one. Well, not more than one, but there is more than one person that could be right for you. Like, soulmates, if you believe in that kind of thing. Doesn't have to be, like, a exclusive thing. So you could have more than one possibility of somebody that you would, you know, be happy with and be a fit for you. Which is a little bit, it's kind of weird, but it's also kind of comforting to think there might be more than one person out there for you. But, I mean, I'd settle for just one of them, but it should be nice to know that there's more out there. They just need to hurry up and find me. And maybe I shouldn't procrastinate when I go to the store. Or maybe I should. I don't know. That's the thing. You never know when you're going to meet them. Or like, what if, you know, if you meet somebody and they try to talk to you, you blow them off like you might be having a bad day or you just aren't interested at the time. Like, what if that was your person? Or what if your person saw you and never said anything? Or you saw them and never said anything? Like, do you get another chance, or is it your one shot and then you just move on to your next potential person on the list? I saw a movie on Netflix that kind of was on the same subject matter. It's called Timer. And basically it's kind of a sappy chick flick, a little. It's pretty good though. But it's about I guess pretty modern times, but anyway, people get these it's in their wrist that have, like, people get them I think when they turn 15, 16, something like that. Well, you can get them after that, but 15 or 16, so it, like, became a tradition, I suppose. But anyway, you get it, and then it counts down the, like, years, days, hours, minutes, or whatever until you meet your person, like, your perfect match. And, I always thought that was interesting. That would be kind of cool, kind of scary at the same time, because it, like, takes some of the choice out of it, you know? But, I mean, if that person was meant for you, then I suppose that'd be okay, and it'd take the pressure off, because you wouldn't have to worry if they're out there, because you know they're out there, and you know how long it's going to be until you meet them, so you could just, I suppose, live life accordingly. And wait until you meet them, or go and have fun, and know that they're going to be there eventually. But the, I guess you could call her the main character. She, had the implant, her and her sister. And, hers was blank. So it wasn't counting down at all. And basically what that meant was, whoever she was meant for didn't have an implant yet. So, you know, eventually when they got one, then it would start, you know, counting down, and then it registered that they had one. Because I think it had been around for a while, but I think it was still fairly new, so it wasn't like a requirement or anything. So she would date guys, you know, who didn't have the timers, because of course it doesn't make sense to, well, she didn't feel like wasting her time with dating guys, you know, who were in countdown, as they called it, because, you know, if yours didn't match up, you're not supposed to be with them, so why waste the time, you know, dating them when it's not going to work out in the end? But she would date a guy for a while, and then she would talk them into going and getting a timer and seeing, you know, of course, if they were a match, it would, you know, automatically just, like, beep or whatever. But I think it counted down until when you were going to make eye contact with your perfect match or whatever they called it. Year one, I think is what they called it. So that was kind of interesting, because she, you know, took some guys and none of them were her match. So that's kind of a letdown, I suppose. Like, you date somebody for a couple months and then go to the place and try to get to see if they're your, you know, match, and they're not, and then it's just like, okay, bye. And it was kind of disappointing for her, because everybody around her, you know, had a countdown, so, like, theirs, even though it might be, you know, a long time, like, her sister's countdown was, like, really long. Like, she wasn't going to meet her person until she was, like, 50 or 60 or something like that. which I guess is the other side of the coin. Like, if your person is, you know, if you're not gonna meet them for like a really long time, that's kind of depressing, because, you know, you know they're out there, they're doing stuff, but you know, you aren't with them, and you know you're gonna meet them eventually, but it's not now. And so that would probably be annoying to me, but I don't know. I'm not gonna ruin the whole movie for you. I've told you just a little bit about it, but you should check it out if you have Netflix, because Netflix is awesome. I'm sure some of you guys are like, oh, I don't want to watch this chick flick, but it was actually pretty interesting. It's kind of quirky. It's not a, I'd say it's like a B-grade movie. Like, it's not, it has no stars in it. You probably know I didn't know anybody in it, but it's not as bad as, like, some of the, straight-to-DVD movies I've seen. Like, you know, it's not as bad as, well, I've never seen it, but I assume it's pretty bad, like Sharknado, or whatever that movie is. That's actually on Netflix or something like it, and I said I was gonna watch it one day, but I haven't got around to it. Yeah, so that's weird. Because what if you already know your, you know, person? Like, what if you've met them already and it's like your friend or something like that? And it just seems like, I don't know. I guess that's good in a way, but. I don't know if I would, well, I probably would. If I was living in that movie time, I'd probably get a timer. But I don't know if I would feel conflicted about it or not. Because, you know, some people, like, refused to get them because they thought that it was taken away from the whole experience, I guess. Because, you know, you're basically gonna spend the rest of your life with somebody and think that they're your soulmate because some little electronical implant thing in your wrist told you to, not because you meet them and, you know, fall for them. But I suppose it's got its perks. But yeah. It's really depressing watching the sun come up, or like looking up and the sun's coming up and you're still not asleep yet. It's not coming up yet, but it will be in probably another, I'd say 20 minutes, I'll be able to kind of see the light through the window, and the freaking birds will start chirping. Be all annoying. Annoying and happy. And of course, when I fall asleep really, really late like this, then tomorrow early, somebody's gonna wake me up with something. And I'm gonna be very, very tired for like the majority of the day until it gets to be nighttime. And then I'm gonna be up like for no reason, like I am now. And then the whole cycle's gonna start over and over. Or I'm gonna just sleep for most of the day tomorrow if I don't get waking up. I'm getting sleepy. Well, I'm already sleepy, but it's funny when I catch myself. making little mistakes like that. Because I'm sure if I didn't say anything, some of you would have been thinking that. But, I just need to find someone to watch Netflix movies with me in snow. It would be nice. But it's also, I don't know, I guess intimidating or draining trying to start a relationship with somebody new, you know? Like, I wish you could just skip everything and get to that comfortable phase where, like, they don't care if you're, you know, I don't know, got one of those masks on or whatever, and or if you're sick or something, they're not gonna care if you got like snot coming out your nose. They'll still think you're cute and you're just comfortable around each other, and like not trying to impress each other like the beginning. But the beginning is also good because then it's rainbows and everything is awesome, and oh, I want to spend so much time with this person, and I'm thinking about them all the time, and I want to call them, and when am I going to see them again, and I have butterflies when I think about them type of phase, which usually kind of wears off after a while. I wish it didn't. Maybe for some people it doesn't, but it just seems like once you kind of are with someone for a while, like, you aren't, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess you're not, like, infatuated with each other like that. You're, you know, it's not that you don't love them any less. Wait, what? Don't love them any less? It's not that you don't. That you love them any less. There we go. It's just, I guess, different. I don't know. But it's kind of comforting, though. Like, knowing somebody and kind of, you know, knowing how they operate and having a routine and whatnot and all that stuff. But I wish you could have both, like, have the routine and be comfortable, but also just, like, I don't know, want to be under each other all the time. Because I know some people will do things at the beginning of a relationship, like guys, for example, might you know, hold a door for a girl or open her car door or something like that because they're trying to, I guess, impress her or something like that. But then after a while, they kind of stop doing that. Not all guys. Some guys just do that all the time, which is very refreshing. And but, you know, even women will do certain things, like maybe they make more of an effort to look cute, you know, when you first start dating them, make sure their hair is done and that they have makeup perfect if they wear makeup, or I don't know, different perfumes every time they see, or something, like just some little things that they do at the beginning that after a while you kind of stop doing, which is unfortunate. Because I like those little cute things. Like, you know, like walking around when you're first with someone, you want to walk around and hold hands all the time or something like that. And then and sometimes after you've been with somebody for a while, you don't do that kind of stuff anymore. I like to hold hands, though. I'm a very touchy-feely type of person when it's with, like, a significant other. If it's with anybody else, though, like, even family members or friends, like, I'm not at all. There's not a, like a, But if there's, you know, that special someone, then I want them all in a personal space. I want to be all in their personal space. They can come in my bubble. It's okay. It's weird. Well, I've rambled on for 20 minutes so far about nothing. Movies. I'm trying to think if there's any other random good movies on Netflix I can recommend, because why not? There is a thing on Netflix if, I think you have to have like a PlayStation or Xbox or something to play it on. But they have this thing called Max, and like you can put in your favorites or whatever, and it'll like recommend things that it thinks you'll like. And it's kind of cute. It's like a little game show almost. But unfortunately, I don't have an Xbox or a PlayStation, so I don't get to use Max like that unless I'm watching it at someone else's house. By the way, Netflix, does anybody else like let their friends use their Netflix or family member? Or is it just me? Because I let my family members use my Netflix account, and I set up different profiles so that they can kind of have it separate, because, you know, I figure it's only $8. And it's not like they can order anything that's going to charge me extra. And some months I don't even really watch TV or Netflix at all. So it makes me feel like I didn't waste my $8 if they use it. I'm not sure if my thing stopped recording or not. I just got a random my sister, but as it's very late, I'm assuming it was on time. This happened before. And I'm pretty sure she's asleep now. But yeah. I really have no idea what to do in most of these recordings, so if you guys have any ideas or something that you want to hear about, or if you like these little rambly bits, let me know. And I guess I'm going to try to go to sleep after I post this, of course. And I hope if you made it through this whole recording this far, as 20 minutes of me rambling about nothing, that you enjoyed it. And I hope that you don't have trouble sleeping at night, and that you have very, very sweet dreams.